One of our top stories this morning, Seth Bodner, the newly selected president of the University of Montana, along with his wife, Chelsea, met with members of the media at the Payne Family Native American Center on campus yesterday. The 38-year-old Bodner is the third youngest administrator in the history of the Montana University system. He was asked if his youth poses a challenge as the president of a university.
Well, it's as I said, a responsibility. I mean, I feel, and Chelsea and I both feel, huge accountability. We feel deep gratitude for the trust placed in us by the selection committee, by the Board of Regents, and by this community. And we don't take that lightly.
Asked about the budget challenge facing the university, Bodner said it's a topic he'll face every day.
We do face some budget challenges, and we have to get to a budget that is sustainable in the near term, as well as for the long term, that enables the university not just to get by, but to invest strategically in the priorities of this university to chart its success moving forward.
Bodner said he's looking forward to working with interim president Sheila Stearns, waiting for the Board of Regents to confirm his selection as the 18th president of the University of Montana. Montana regulators fear that seaplanes could be the cause of invasive mussels showing up in two Montana reservoirs. The Daily Interlake in Kalispell reported on Wednesday that biologists first detected the invasive zebra and quagga mussels in the Tiber and Canyon Ferry reservoirs last year, spurring a massive effort to scrub boats of mussel and their larvae. But now regulators fear that seaplanes should have also been targeted for cleaning. The Flathead Basin and Seaplane Pilots groups are figuring out how they can perform inspections on the planes. The commission originally considered banning the planes altogether because of the outbreak. However, seaplane pilot Paul Olszewski's attorney, Pam Busey, sent a letter to commissioners proposing they instead implement a decontamination policy. Executive orders signed by President Donald Trump yesterday will add new health insurance options in Montana. That's according to Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale. The new options will not change the insurance plans already scheduled for open enrollment after the end of this month.
People will have open enrollment on November the 1st. They're going to be able to continue to do that and enroll. And when the executive order takes place and these changes are made, if folks determine that these new products are going to be beneficial for them to utilize, then they're going to be able to go ahead and go back over and switch their policy to these other products.
Rosendale said the executive orders invite more competition into Montana's health insurance marketplace, and his office is already working on a new website for the public to see these options.
We will have our website that identifies the folks that are ACA compliant and that have gone through the rate review process and had their approvals. That will be on our regular website, and then we're going to have another website for additional information and additional products that people can go to and do more research on. It's probably going to be another 2 weeks before we push the other site up.
Rosendale was optimistic about the changes, but unsure about how many people would buy into the non-ACA compliant options. He said the executive order changes would be felt in about 60 days, and he, quote, is always glad to see new options, end quote. In a related story, reacting to President Trump's executive order, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana spokesman John Doran said his company is urging Montana Insurance Commissioner Rosendale to extend state oversight over the new plans coming into the marketplace.
The uncertainty continues today. Any efforts to expand across state lines must ensure continued state regulatory oversight to ensure that we have a level playing field for all insurers. And most importantly, we want to make sure that we have regulatory authority in Montana to protect consumers and prevent fraud, confusion, and insolvency.
Doran says BCPS is concerned that lower-priced plans could siphon too many people out of ACA-compliant plans, causing prices to rise for those stay on the Affordable Care Act system.
It has the real potential to increase costs for consumers with pre-existing conditions. And what we expect to see if that does happen is that you would have one unregulated product and one regulated product within the same marketplace, and that has the potential to undermine the ACA individual marketplace.
Doran says it's too early for Blue Cross Blue Shield to disclose whether or not they too will be involved in bringing new health insurance products into Montana. The National Park Service says it'll announce results today of an employee survey on harassment, discrimination, and intimidation. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Acting Park Service Director Mike Reynolds will be at Grand Canyon National Park to discuss efforts to combat the problems. Widespread reports of misconduct have tarnished the image of the Park Service and the Interior Department. A sexual harassment scandal forced the retirement of a Grand Canyon superintendent in May of last year and led the park to abolish its river district. Investigators have also uncovered problems at many of the nation's premier parks, including Yellowstone, Yosemite, Canaveral National Seashore, and Florida's DeSoto National Memorial. The 22,000 Park Service employees were surveyed earlier this year. Zinke and Reynolds will meet with the Grand Canyon employees during the visit. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox's office hosted a training session on Wednesday for law enforcement officers and prosecutors on how to best build a strong investigation and successful prosecution of death cases resulting from overdoses of heroin, fentanyl, and methamphetamine. Spokesman Brian Lockerbie said the enemy has only one goal.
The adversary only has one bottom line, and it's not to make the world a better place, or to feed the starving, or to save people, or preserve humanity. It's about money, it's about addiction, and it's about profit. We're all working very hard at this multi-layered, complex problem.
Lockerbie greeted attendees with raw crime statistics for Montana.
1 in 4 young adults in Montana report illicit drug use in the past month. We have the highest rate of suicide in the nation. We have the second highest rate of alcohol-related deaths. The meth we are seizing annually is in multi-pounds, and the marijuana we are seizing is in the thousands of pounds.
Topics covered included gaining a better understanding about the various taxing components of an overdose death investigation. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Look for a wintry mix of rain and snow today with our high temperatures in the mid to low 40s. Scattered showers expected overnight with a light accumulation possible. As we move into Saturday, those showers will diminish and highs will be in the mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECA 13.